This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're so glad to be here. We are live on a Sunday night. Yes, I know that's unusual, but Free Talk Live is actually on every single night of the week. So you'll get to hear us every night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 to 10 p.m., and always online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And gentlemen, we are doing a show for the audience where they can call in about anything that's on their minds. That's another unique thing about Free Talk Live. Not only is it on seven nights a week, but it's also a show where you can take control of the airwaves. And to do that, all you have to do is call the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450 and then the word free, F-R-E-E. You can also call us on Skype, and our Skype name is lrn.fm. But first of all, I think we're going to start off the show with a call that's waiting on the amp lines right now. And Ty, hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, folks. Hey, I just was listening to the Listen Lines last night's show, and apparently there were some call-ins about Wiccans, about Wicca.
I'm so glad you brought this up. Yeah. This is what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Last night's show, this woman called in suggesting that apparently Wicca had infiltrated the Tea Party.
Yeah, she made the claim that like 60% of Americans were Wiccans and they don't even know it.
Tea Party people, but maybe it was Americans, yeah, and that many of them were Christians, thought they were Christians, they were in fact Wiccans. It was, it's interesting. I never even considered that this tiny religion might run so deep.
What do you think about that, Ty?
Well, I'm not Wiccan myself, but my ex-wife is, and I have plenty of Wiccan friends, and I'll tell you that they do not cast spells to control people. As a matter of fact, the Wiccan Reed, which that's Reed as in R-E-D-E, which is pretty much like a philosophy,
mm-hmm.
The Wiccan Reed states, "And it harm none, do what thou wilt," which is basically like the libertarian principle of, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, it's okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Live and let live. That's my understanding too, Ty, actually. For a while, I was raised in one of the big three religions, Judaism, but when I was around 12 years old, I started to question that and think that wasn't so great. So I started looking into other religions, and among them, I looked into Wicca. And that was what I really liked about it, was the idea of basically libertarian philosophy running through it. And yeah, they are very big on, in their books and stuff, they'll say, if you're doing, I mean, I guess I don't, right now, I don't believe that you can cast a spell and control someone else, but
I'm pretty sure you can't either.
But some people do believe
as
that.
As the one theist sitting at this table, I don't think so either.
But some people do believe that, and they explicitly say in their books, like, look, you, that's just something that violates the ethics of this religion. You don't do spells to control people. If you cast a love spell, it's basically just to attract some kind of love to you. You're putting out a message that you're ready for to meet whoever your lover might be.
Oh, I see.
You're
that's interesting.
You're not putting a spell on, like, okay, I'm going to make Brian fall in love with me.
Too late.
Because
I've totally fallen under your spell. This is all a sham.
Well, I guess that spell that I cast when I was 12 years old worked. But, but yeah, no, they would consider that unethical.
And you were looking for Ricky Schroeder.
Hey.
He's the only one I could come up with. I'm like, zzz, I don't know any of the new kids on the block. Zzz, I don't know any of these names. I know none of them.
But yeah, I mean, I think maybe that woman might have been alluding to paganism or Satanism as sort of like the antithesis of Christianity, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Like, she said Wicca, but what she really meant was anti-Christian, right? Do you think that's what she meant, Ty?
I think so, but I think the big thing to come away with is that even a lot of Christians do not follow the golden rule, which to me is Christ's greatest teaching. And that's actually a common thing through all religions, the principle of reciprocity. Because that's what the Wiccan Reed basically is the principle of reciprocity.
Right.
And that is stated in all major religions. The best version I like about that is actually the apophatic or negative version of it, which says, don't do to others what you would not want them to do to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I seem to remember something in there, too, about they would say that if you did something good, it would come back to you threefold. And similarly, if you did something that hurt somebody else, it would come back to you threefold.
I absolutely believe this. That morality is operates in this fashion. That's just simply pointing out this is how morality in the universe works. And, you know, maybe it's only on this planet. I think it's anytime humans are interacting. But
I think that's a comforting thought to a lot of people, but I don't really believe that.
Okay.
And because it's just too kind of pat and perfect. It implies that there's someone who's cataloging all the good deeds and bad deeds and judging them.
Oh, I don't think it does that, no.
Well, to me it sort of does, but I mean, I do believe that more, like, reality has consequences, right? And so if you do things that hurt yourself or hurt other people long term, it's going to lead to less quality of life.
I look at it like a tennis ball. It's a reality. If I throw a tennis ball at a wall, that tennis ball is going to come back at me. Mm-hmm. In the same way the wall's constructed to send the tennis ball back, I believe the universe is constructed. So
Bad things happen to good people, right?
Indeed,
and
they do.
No.
I'm not trying to suggest that bad things don't happen to good people and the good things don't happen to bad people, and that sometimes I really don't have a good explanation for how politicians seem to have good lives.
Yeah.
I don't really, I assume that they're miserable people on the inside, but that just makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Idea is kind of like a mystification of the law of causality, the cause and effect. Cause and effect is a natural law. And because of cause and effect, if you do evil, if you try to control others, you actually bring to me what I consider to be evil in the world. And that affects you. It affects a lot of people. Whereas if you do good, if you try to expand consciousness and the feeling, the spirit of love, which to me, love is the expansive quality of consciousness.
Okay.
And if you try to bring that in the world, then it helps the world, and it's a self-feeding mechanism. So you just try to do good in the world, and it does come back, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a direct thing, that what you do comes back to you. The idea of the secret.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard that much.
Oh,
about that.
Yes.
What is the law of attraction? The law of attraction works to some extent, but it's not a direct link.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest. I think that some people are left with the impression that the law of attraction might be a situation where you sit around, wish for good things to happen, and that those good things will happen if you wish hard enough.
Right.
If that's what somebody believes, I challenge them to try that out. Take a month off, spend your time wishing, and see how things go. Because I don't think that that's the case.
Yeah.
I do, however, think that if you, have a lot of positive, if you focus positive feelings in your life in a certain area, that you're probably going to be very motivated in that area. You're going to create a set of circumstances that's going to cause good things to happen in that area. So, from that standpoint, I like the law of attraction.
If you spend a lot of energy growing your business, you may be more likely to have success in your business.
Show
definitely
up.
More than
yeah.
if you sit on your butt. But, if you just envision a girlfriend and you sit in your house and she's not going to knock on your door,
Probably not. Right. Although the problem is it has happened, right? Like, the girlfriend has knocked on the door.
Well, maybe they say that in the secret book or something.
Just often enough, it has happened that one can point to a situation where the girlfriend has knocked on the door. But I think that what you do, if you want somebody in your life, what you do is you need to be whole and complete in yourself, because that will be attractive to people, or as whole and complete as one can be.
Yeah, and you make room for it.
Yeah.
You go out and meet people. Don't work all the time, so you have some time to spend with whoever. Right?
Go where the gender that you like to have are.
Take a yoga class.
Yoga classes are
yoga
awesome.
Class. Seriously.
I'll tell you, a friend
great
of mine,
way to meet women.
he rocked the hot yoga classes like you wouldn't believe. He didn't drink, and he was never without attractive women to date.
You get in good shape, too.
Yeah, I mean, the hot yoga class was great.
Ty, I know you had a question about affiliates. Can you tell us real quick?
Oh, yeah. I'm normally out of Memphis, but I'm heading to Myrtle Beach. I'm almost to Myrtle Beach for a week working, and I was on the listen lines last night. There was a caller from Myrtle Beach, and apparently there's an affiliate there. Are they 7 nights a week or just weekends?
We'll check in with you in a minute, Ty. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live on Sunday night. It's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight and every night, because Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, at 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm. And Mark.
Yeah, to tell you about cashinthecoins.com, it's the place to go get Bitcoins. A lot of people that hear about Bitcoins in the news don't know how to get a hold of them. CashInTheCoins.com makes it easy. All you need is to be somewhere in the proximity of a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching. Now, not every credit union has shared branching. You're going to want to call ahead on that. You're going to need some cash. You're going to need a computer with an internet connection. And you go to cashintocoins.com, tell them, you know, where you're going to make the deposit. Well, first you have to say, get Bitcoins. And then tell them where you're going. Then you go there, you make the deposit. You don't need to give a driver's license or anything like that. You're just making a deposit at a bank. And you don't need information to make a deposit at a bank. It's that easy. You take your receipt, you take a picture of it, you send it to transfers at cashthecoins.com, which, of course, they'll tell you all that stuff on the website. I'm just telling you how easy it is. And within a business day, they send you your Bitcoins. That's how easy it is at cashthecoins.com. And it's completely legal on the up and up. Many Bitcoin businesses have had some trouble with the government, but they're a registered money changer and a registered MSB with the U.S.
Money
government.
Services business.
Thanks for that. I always forget what it is. But they've got all their, you know, little pieces of paper that you need to be able to do this stuff. It's cashintocoins.com. Customer service there is great. You will not be left wondering what the heck happened. Cashintocoins.com.
All right. So we did have a question in the last segment from Ty. He was wondering if Free Talk Live had an affiliate in Myrtle Beach. And Mark,
we do.
You did some research on that?
Yeah, there's an affiliate in Myrtle Beach, WRNN, and it is on Saturday evenings from 7 to 10.
Okay, so that was why you heard it last night, but not, it wouldn't be on tonight.
Not on seven nights a week. And okay. But if he's in town, he should call him. And this is what one should do. If one's a listener of a station, and he is,
yes.
One should call a station and say, hey, I'm a listener, and I really like Free Talk Live. I hear they're on seven nights a week. Please consider taking them. And, you know, thank you. You thank them for carrying Free Talk Live. Remember. Honey, not vinegar, when it comes to calling these folks, because it's, you know, they get a lot of mean calls. When you do radio, this is just kind of what happens, is everybody calls with a complaint. Nobody calls with an attaboy.
You attract a bunch of opinionated people who
indeed.
Like yeah, well, we would really appreciate that. And I think you do have the opportunity to make a really positive impression by giving some feedback to a radio station and being very, very polite about that process. Okay, so we have a story that we were going to get to. And by the way, if you want to call us tonight, you can bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. Meanwhile, this may segue pretty well with what we started talking about on the show tonight, which was Wicca and perhaps the occult, right? Brian, you have a story about a couple who was convicted of Satanism. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the woman called into the show last night, you know, and was saying, oh, Wicca's taking over. And it seems like these kind of scares just happen. You know, I mean, it's one after the other. You know, they never stop, but it'll change names of some kind. And so in the 90s, now this story is from Slate, and it's the real victims of satanic ritual abuse. This was all the rage. Instead of saying Wiccans were taking over, you know, the country or whatever, you know, they were saying that Satanists were. Now, I'll admit, Wicca might have a little more, like, credibility in it. I mean, because, like, the satanic thing, as we'll find out in the story, really, there's no evidence at all. As to where, like, with Wicca, I mean...
You know, I think of Satanism as a boogeyman that's scared up by Christians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well,
it's their foil. It's something to fight against and something to give them sort of a more of a strong foundation because they're opposed to this thing. Whereas Wicca is at least trying to sort of recapitulate these very old pagan... Like, my understanding is that sort of neo-paganism or Wicca kind of started in, like, the 1970s when they're kind of trying to recapture these old pagan traditions that were practiced for thousands of years in the past.
Right, but I wouldn't want anyone to be under the illusion that it's a peaceful religion because a lot of members of the military that I served with personally were Wiccan.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to bring up last night.
They could just be bad Wiccans. I mean, they could just be not.
Okay, well, then there's a lot of bad Christians, too. But the point is that, you know, I mean, like, where do you draw, like, the line on that?
Sure.
And so, I mean, yeah, that's nice that they have the non-aggression principle, but I guess maybe they feel like somehow, I guess they still have nationalism and they still... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, my point being is that, you know, if one were to say Wiccans are taking over, it's a lot easier to officially point at Wiccans in you know, in the military than you can Satanists in the military, because you can't. I tried to declare myself as a Satanist when I went to the military, and I couldn't.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I had to go with no preference. Mm-hmm. That's what I ended up having to do. But anyway.
But so there should be actually then records of how many Wiccans are in the military. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. I mean, there's news stories where, you know, like in the 70s where they weren't getting recognized and they wanted to be recognized.
Right. Yeah, we've had callers, because we've talked about this subject before, of how many Wiccans are there in the military, and we've had people call in and say there are tens of thousands of Wiccans serving in the military.
Sure.
Right now.
Which, I mean, but granted, you know, before I get into the story, I do want to say that I'd much rather have Wiccans being the cultural norm, you know, in America than I would Christians, because at least Wiccans aren't expecting their God to come back and kill billions of people. You know, like the Book of Revelation says.
At least they don't say you can't eat bacon, and at least they don't have a problem with sex, and, you know, that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, if I had to go with the lesser of evils, then there it is. But anyway, so this is a story, again, it's from Slate. Among the atrocities that Francis and Dan... Is it Francis? Fran. Well, I'll call her Fran. Fran and Dan Keller were supposed to have committed while running a daycare center out of their Texas home, drowning and dismembering babies in front of the children, killing dogs and cats in front of the children,
what?
Transporting the children to Mexico to be sexually abused by soldiers in the Mexican army, dressing as pumpkins and shooting children in the arms and legs, putting the children into a pool with sharks that ate babies. These are all charges that they were... Put on.
Ooh,
they were
you'd
put
think
on
people
them.
Would notice all these missing babies.
Yeah, or you'd think maybe the kids would have a story about, hey, what did you do today, kids? Well, they dressed up like pumpkins and they shot us in the arms and legs.
Sure.
Well, the thing about this with the kids, though, is having a five-year-old, he doesn't live in reality. He lives in a world that's entirely different, and so he'll say things that you just wouldn't believe, like that are, you know, he's in the planets, right? Mm. And he'll say that Mercury and Venus live on Saturn. Mm. It, you know, right after he says something that's very true about the moon Europa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the facts and fantasy mix in the world, in children's worlds, and if you start asking them questions about, and did they put babies in the swimming pool to be eaten by sharks? They'll say, yeah,
this is a big problem. I mean, there have been people who have been convicted because therapists have talked to children and said, did they abuse you? And
did
the children
touch you
said,
here?
Yeah, and the children said, yes, especially when you give the children that the adult wants you to say a certain answer.
Yeah, they will obvious.
They will just say it. But in this case, these charges are so outlandish. I have hard time believing how they could have been convicted.
Yeah, this goes way beyond needing a witness.
And there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Satanism and daycare?
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. And it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can check out our website at freetalklive.com. And did you know that we give away pretty much all of our old archives? And that's a lot of archives because Free Talk Live has been on the air for over a decade at this point. For free over at archives.freetalklive.com. If you want to get the very first season of Free Talk Live, I think you're going to have to go to the torrents. There's a torrent file there. Of course, it's fully legal to download Free Talk Live because we want you to download it. We're not going to pull any copyright stuff on you or anything like that. But after 2006, the archives are conveniently posted day by day for you in MP3 format with a description of what's on the show and so forth. So have at it. It's archives.freetalklive.com, and it's all there for free.
What other show does that for you?
I don't know of a single other show that does that.
NPR will do it for you.
Theirs are a lot harder to find, though. Like, I've tried to find NPR archives from years ago, and it's difficult.
Okay.
So Free Talk Live makes it easy for you.
Good.
Yeah, now, if you want to make your own website, which, I mean, who wouldn't? You want to stake your claim. I say this all the time. You want your own claim on the internet. You know, your own little place to have that's not reliant upon Google, not reliant upon Facebook. You know, yeah, you can have Facebook pages. You can have all that. But you really want your own. You know, whatever that may be. You can have BrianSovereign.com or something.
A Google or Facebook page can go away. Really,
yeah, it can
easily.
Go away. And it falls under, you know, their rules, their terms as to where with your own website, you have a lot more control.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do that, you want to go to Squarespace.com. They have award-winning templates because this is the thing. Why do so many people make Facebook pages and Google Plus pages and whatever else? It's because it's easy. They make it very simple, you know, and there's so many ways to interact. Believe me, Squarespace will solve all of that. The very, very easy web design. You don't have to know HTML, but if you do, you get to take it to the next level even then. There's, you know, just gorgeous, gorgeous, like I said, award-winning templates that you can use. They have a really, really great uptime, you know, which is important because
they're famous for their uptime, actually. During the Hurricane Sandy, they were bailing out the room of servers with water, and I don't think they had any downtime.
No, a few seconds maybe. Recently, there was a DDoS attack, but they were very, very out in the open. They had a website where you could even track what was going on with their downtime.
Nice.
Which, that kind of transparency, believe me, you're not going to get that from Facebook. You're not going to get that from Google.
And that kind of customer service, too. They have actually 24/7
customer support.
World class. It's fantastic. They will.
If you need help, if you're coding at midnight or whatever, well, not like you don't
coding
even have
is
to.
Coding's when a lot of these guys start
yeah,
at midnight.
You don't even have to code to make a Squarespace website. You pretty much just drag and drop pictures and stuff like that. But if you're having trouble or if you want to do something more technical, they can help you out anytime.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you want to run a business on there, we know some great businesses with some great pages like Savory Scents.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to showcase that as an example because Savory Scents is a friend of the show. They've sponsored the Shrine of Female Listeners on Free Talk Live. And if you go to SavoryScentsCandles.com, you can see a great example of a website that was created with Squarespace by our friend Crystal, who's the proprietor of Savory Scents.
Yeah.
And you can see it looks so professional. And she, you know, she made this herself. She's got an artistic eye, but, you know, it was apparently very easy for her to create this website, and it's an e-commerce site, so she's got a business there.
That's the other thing, too, is because a lot of people wonder, okay, I've got this business I want to start, I'm going to use Squarespace.com, but what do I use as my back end, you know, for all the transactions, for the monetary side of it? They've got you covered. There's e-commerce options, and again, everything is just easy.
Yeah, they'll have you taking credit card payments. You know, that's a task, and it's, I don't know if you've ever tried to make an e-commerce website on WordPress or something like that, but, you know, the process of getting, what is it, I can't remember, it's some three-letter acronym, but, like, you have to comply with some rule to be able to accept credit cards, and doing that can be a real pain. You got to have a separate SSL certificate, but with Squarespace, they have that all done for you, so you can be taking credit card payments in a day.
Yep, they'll take care of everything, so go to squarespace.com/FTL. You can try it out for free, you know, try it before you buy, but use the code FTL1 when you do decide to buy, and you get 10% off whatever you order. Squarespace.com.
Cool. All right. Well, our number here on Free Talk Live, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, are 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype name. We will have to be connected as contacts on Skype, but that's no problem. Just send us a contact request. It'll be approved very shortly. And in the meantime, I think we'll continue talking about the couple that was convicted of being Satanists, but not just that, because that's not specifically a crime, right? But they were convicted of doing all these awful things at their daycare that they ran,
yeah,
such as throwing babies in a pool with sharks, shooting kids, smuggling them to Mexico to get sexually abused by Mexican military. Quite outlandish claims, and extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. So what was the evidence that they were actually
convicted
on?
Well, that's the thing, is it doesn't require extraordinary evidence.
I guess not in the U.S. Court system.
But it's Fran and Dan Keller, and it was all, the story continues, it was frankly unbelievable, except that people, most importantly, a Texas jury, did believe the Kellers had committed at least some of these acts.
This is one of the reasons why I just don't trust juries. I just don't trust them anymore.
Yeah,
really? Somebody leveled accusations at people that included them feeding babies to sharks in their pool? And
the jury was like, oh, yeah, that probably happened.
Well, even if they say, oh, well, that couldn't have happened, but they probably did something. Juries want to go home. They're willing to split the difference. Well, they brought these charges. The prosecutor must think it's worth doing something. Juries don't take any responsibility for their actions, and they should. They should be responsible for their actions. As far as I'm concerned, if you convict someone wrongly, you should get as much time as you've convicted that person of. There should be some kind of culpability at the very least. And
well, probably if there was an actual free market process for determining jurors or determining who is on a jury, there would be more accountability for jurors. And also, because right now, jurors are conscripted. And I don't know about you guys, but in business, one of the first things that I learned is that slaves aren't motivated to work. You know, the way to motivate someone to work is to treat them well and to get them excited about their job. And I'm sorry, but last time I got called for jury duty, I was told that I had to come under penalty of contempt of court. I would be thrown in jail if I didn't come. I had to stop doing the work I was doing where I could make about 100 times more money than I would have been paid to be sitting on that jury.
Nice.
They'll pay you. The pay was less than the gas would have cost me to get back and forth to the courthouse because it was actually an hour away. So, you know, figure that with the fairness standards of having to have a car, basically, in order to get to this courthouse so you can be on a jury. But it was just not a functional workplace as far as, you know, my understanding of something like that. It was not a very motivating situation to be in.
And honestly, I mean, what qualifies, listener, what qualifies you to be on a jury? Have you studied this? Are you an expert? Do you know the law?
Well, but that's the whole problem, is that people don't, they're not diligent anymore. They don't know.
And people have never been diligent. What evidence does anybody have that people have ever been diligent? I think that the evidence is that we are the same hairless monkeys that were running around 10,000 years ago, but this time we've got iPhones. That's it. I mean, people are just as diligent this century as they were last century.
Yeah, and there's no way anyone could keep track of all the laws and that anyone could keep track of everything that's going on.
Not only that, but people don't even have basic training in philosophy, in logic, in ethics. Most people don't think about situations where, how would I act in this situation? Would this be wrong, or would I consider this the right thing to do? You know?
Even if people understood rhetoric better 100 years ago, let's grant that. The jury system's broken if it can't change for the times. So people are messed up these days. Fine, they're dumber than they were. They don't know as much. They're not educated. Whatever. Let's grant that. But the jury system still stinks because it doesn't account for dumb, uneducated people. So either way, the jury system is broken, and we need something better. Now, maybe professional jurors is something that's come to mind, has been brought up before. I don't know how that system would work, but one thing I know is the judicial system isn't going to change because it's a monopoly. And monopolies have, here's some characteristics of monopolies. They tend to provide poor customer service. They tend to be extraordinarily expensive. They tend to be very slow in reaction time. It's never going to change unless there's competition. And sadly, even with arbitration, they still claim that they can, the law, they're above the arbitration.
Yeah, I think there's another issue here that ties in too, which is, why did 12 people believe that Satanism exists and it's a threat, and that there were actually people out there who wanted to throw babies in pools of sharks? Do you have a clue? 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Tonight you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We've also got some cool stuff over at our website. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Twitter, your favorite social media. You can find that at facebook.freetalklive or twitter.freetalklive.com. And on those social media sites, we usually post the stories that we're talking about or ask questions to our audience while the show is happening. And also during the day, you know, we'll share little memes and stuff like that. So Free Talk Live is a great Twitter account or a free Facebook page to follow. And we'd love to connect with you there.
Yeah, I love it, actually. It's one of the main reasons I stay on Facebook is because...
Just so you can see Free Talk
Live.
Yeah,
literally. I mean, it's one of the few things that actually puts out really good content. I'm very particular about my content.
Well... You know, I got to say, I comment on almost all your posts on Facebook. Yeah. Can't seem to leave those things alone.
Yeah.
I will be leaving them alone while I'm at the North American Bitcoin Conference, though, because I'll be busy down there rubbing elbows with hundreds of Bitcoin enthusiasts who are converging in Miami Beach. It's a nice place to be. January 25th and 26th is Miami Beach. Certainly there's worse places to be. So it's going to be a great event. And I'm excited because Bitcoin is really, really taking off. We saw that Overstock.com this week began taking Bitcoin.
I'm so pumped about that. I remember the interview that you did with Patrick Byrne years ago. I was listening to that, and that was the first time I found out that he was a libertarian. And I actually bought some stuff back then on Overstock to show my support for him being a libertarian. But I still have it. I bought a comforter and some pants, and I still use them all the time. And now I'm going to have to buy some more stuff because I'm going to shop with Bitcoin.
I need a good pants joke here, and it's just not coming.
I was going to say one, but go ahead.
Brian has been in my pants, actually. They were, they were
like,
large.
No, really, I wore them, okay? Please, everybody get your mind out of the gutter. And I wore her pants.
Looking at the two of you, I don't see you in her pants at any
Well,
point.
The thing was, they only had extra large size. Uh-huh. And so I bought these pants, and they were like, you know, they were big, baggy pants on me.
Well, these are the same pants. We're talking about the same pair of pants, right?
Yes. And okay. Then so one day, Brian was like, you know, like my pajama pants are kind of wearing out. And I said, oh, I have this pair of pants that's extra large. Maybe they would fit you. And so.
So you're running around in her yoga pants, is that right?
Something like that.
Well, there's nothing wrong
They're
with it.
They're men's pants.
I have pictures.
Put them on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
So come out and see me and the Bitcoin Arati, folks like Tony Gallippi, Jason
Mark,
King.
It's Tony Gallippi. You've been saying Gallippi every time, Gallippi. And it's Gallippi.
Gallippi.
Yes.
Gallippi. Roger Ver. I know I've got that one right, even though it's spelled Ver. Jeffrey Tucker. There's one I can get.
Yep.
Yep, got it now. Jason King. That one's easy. Charlie Lee, and other folks like that. Go to btcmiami.com. You can pay in Bitcoin for your tickets. And if you're a merchant... They've got merchant workshops for free. You don't have to go to the main event. You can go to these merchant workshops, find out how to take Bitcoin at your business, for free. It's a great deal. It's BTC. That's the abbreviation for Bitcoin. BTCMiami.com.
All right. And you're going to be emceeing there, aren't you?
I am. It's going to be an exciting event.
Cool. All right. Now, Brian, tell me more about this couple who was running a daycare and was convicted of several satanic acts, as they were described.
Yep, putting blood in the children's Kool-Aid, hacksawing them in feet. Oh, there's a lengthy list here.
What?
So, of course, can be checked out at the Facebook page for Free Talk Live. But in 1992, the Kellers were convicted of aggravated sexual assault on a child and each sentenced to 48 years in prison.
Jeez.
The investigation into their supposed crimes took slightly more than a year. The trial only took 6 days.
Wow. So was the evidence that kids said, oh, yeah, they molested me?
Well, let's read on.
Okay.
And now even the Travis County District Attorney agrees that the trial was unfair.
Wow. It's pretty hard to prove a shark in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't believe all of them. The jury didn't believe all of it. But
it's kind of one of those situations. Look, if the kids are telling these stories, what must have happened?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to stop interrupting you.
No, sorry. After multiple appeal efforts and 21 years in prison, the Kellers are finally free. Fran Keller, 63, was released from prison on November 26, 2013 on a personal bond just in time for Thanksgiving. Her daughter was waiting for her with a bag full of the first clothes that weren't prison issued that Keller had seen in years. Dan, who turned 72 in prison and now walks with a cane, was released on December 5th. This time, Fran was there to greet him. And they got divorced while they were in prison, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Kellers were released after the doctor who had testified at their trial and provided the only physical evidence that any sexual assault had taken place recanted his testimony.
Wow.
That's what it took. And it was the only thing. Again, this is this trial, 6 days, all happened very, very fast.
Yeah.
And with scant information and scant evidence.
So this is another problem, is you have a situation here where a person who's, so he's the linchpin as far as the evidence goes, this guy's testimony.
Right.
So if you want to hold this guy responsible, and it sounds like he's pretty responsible for these people being in prison, doesn't it sound that way?
Yes, yeah.
If you want to hold this guy responsible, then you disincentivize him from taking responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's a really difficult conundrum. That's
the ideal thing would have been to have those measures of accountability in place before he ever testified. But, yeah, nothing's going to happen to him. And in fact, he probably got ahead in his career, just like a prosecutor, by saying, yeah, I've checked out these kids, and they had Mexican whatever all over them, right? And
it's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, it leads into another point, which is how did people even believe half this stuff? And I'll read a little more of the story. Their release may also finally mark the end to one of the strangest, widest-reaching, and most damaging moral panics in America's history, the satanic ritual abuse panic of the 1980s and 1990s. It was a literal witch hunt, Keith Hampton, pro bono lawyer for the Kellers. We say witch hunt in this figurative way, but that was a modern-day literal witch hunt. They really were after people who they thought were worshiping at the feet of the Dark Lord. Now, I mean, you know, I grew up in this time frame in the 80s and 90s.
Sure, so
did I. And generally I treat them as being, you know, really, because economically things were doing pretty good, and so it was a good time. But I know, I mean, I was religious at the time as a kid, and I was constantly being told, warned how Disney was messing with kids' brains and how they were slitting the throats of black roosters, you know, in the back of the studios, and, you know, just all these crazy.
and I remember Dungeons and Dragons. I mean,
oh yeah, that was in the 70s.
Well, in the 80s.
Yeah.
It didn't die down.
No,
I remember my mother was afraid that there were subliminal messages in the music.
Yep.
And she wouldn't let me.
Oh, backmasking.
Yeah.
I do that on my own show.
I wasn't allowed to fall asleep with the radio on because the backmasking would be more, would work more or something like that. They had everybody. They brought him into the Christian school where I went to school. They had a backmasking expert who'd play some stuff. You know, he'd play it. You'd hear the, did you hear it? Did you hear how they said?
Hail Satan,
the Lord of all darkness? No, I didn't. Can you play it again? But
don't listen to it too many times. You might become corrupt.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. And then Pat Boone comes out with a record called In a Metal Mood. And I mean, it's Pat Boone, and he's coming out, and he's looking like Satan, and you're going, what is it? The world's falling apart. You know, you can't help but think that way. Anyway.
I'm sure there were people making fun of it, because it just is so ridiculous. Like, when we say it now, it sounds completely out of this world and, like, unbelievable. But at the time, there were a lot of people who believed that this was an actual threat. And I'm sorry, but there are so many. I guess this is how the news, like, distorts threats. You know what I mean? It makes people afraid of, like, non-issues. Like, okay, I remember just a few months ago there was a thing like this or summer or last summer about how the lemons in restaurants are dirty and they may contain bacteria because people cut them without washing up their hands and they don't wash the lemons and you could get sick from the lemons. Well, meanwhile, there are wars going on, the government's stealing your money, the dollar is deflating, your home is losing its value. I mean, like, it is such a distraction from the real issues that are actually going on. And this seems like nothing more than that same exact thing.
But how do people, like, end up believing this stuff? You know, that's really what I wonder. Like,
I want to know how it became a thing to hang food off the side of your water glass. That's what I want to know. I mean, this wouldn't be a problem if people, I mean, nobody puts a cantaloupe on there. What is the deal? Is it just a bunch of cheapskates that want a bunch of lemons so they can squeeze lemon and get the sugar and mix up their own lemonade? What is it?
Inquiring minds want to know. But, yeah, how do people believe this stuff, Brian? I think it's because people start to scare them about it at a very young age. And, you know, our minds are basically made to pay attention to threats because that was a survival mechanism back in the day.
Well, the article has some theories. I'd be interested to pitch those out.
I would love to hear those, too. And you can call in with your thoughts. What do you think? Why did people believe that this nice couple was eating babies in Texas? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yes!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.